I'd like you just to relax and put your feet firmly on the ground so you can feel your soul touching the floor and you feel anchored and stable. Now I'd like you just to relax your face, paying particular attention to your jaw. You might want to open your jaw a little bit and loosen your tongue. If there's any tension there, just allow that to go away. And now I want you to become aware of your breathing. First breathing in, and now breathing out. Just do that for a few times and pay attention to your feet being planted firmly on the ground and there being no tension in your body. I'm now going to ask you to imagine your place of captivity. This is where you're going to encounter whatever limiting beliefs or gremlins you might face in your life. So picture for yourself a basement somewhere, a room without any windows. And in this room, all the furniture, the equipment, has been set up to keep you trapped in this room. I'd like you now to picture yourself in this room. And as you do so, a picture of your gremlin or your limiting belief will begin to emerge. You'll be able to sense, see, and hear this entity or this thought or this piece of your imagination that we're going to call your gremlin for now. You might want to give this gremlin a name. And as you are in this room with your gremlin, I want you to notice how you're feeling. What emotions are being stirred up? What's happening in your body? Now I want you to imagine a light coming into this basement, this dungeon, this prison. It starts small at first, but it begins to fill the entire place with light. And as it does so, notice what is happening to your gremlin. And notice what is happening to the room. And this light begins to change and it becomes a beam of light. And the beam of light swivels around and points at an exit, a door, from this basement. I'd like you to walk right up to that door. And if your gremlin is standing between you and the door and trying to block the door, I want you to say the magic words that will make that gremlin disappear. The words could be, "You don't frighten me anymore." Or you might want to say, "I forgive you." Or you might want to say, "I am big and you are small." And as you do so, the doorway in front of you will magically open. As it opens, I want you to look out of the door and take note of what you see. You might see a path, you might see some staircase, you might see a river flowing, or it might be just pitch black and dark, or some people see a desert or dry place. It doesn't matter what you see, but what I'd like you to do now is to start walking through that door and keep on walking and walking and walking until you come to a different landscape. If you're still in this place of darkness or whatever it is that you are, just keep walking. You will come to a place which is different and open and better than where you were before. And just stop when you get to this place and notice that the light that was inside your prison is here with you. Now I want you to turn around and look and see whether there's an exit when you came out of the darker place and you came into the lighter place. Is there an entrance of some kind? It could be a door, or it could be a hole, or it could be anything, but just a point at which you cross the line from where you were before to your new place of freedom. Go to that point and take some tape out of your pocket. This tape has got words on it which says, "Crime scene, do not cross." Just like in police movies, it's a tape that says, "Crime scene, do not cross." And I'd like you to tape up the entrance of that door with this tape. And now return to the place where you had come out of and be reconnected with the light. I want you to remember you can come back here anytime you like. Next time you feel that you are in the basement, know that you've already escaped from that place and you can come to this new place. And when you're ready, I want you to open your eyes and come back into the room.